This is a Tanya for the 16th day of Elul, which is in Igeret HaKedesh, Siman Yud Dalet, 14th letter. And it basically is discussing, again, the virtue and the greatness of tzedakah, particularly the tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael, and how it has to be increased from year to year, just as the godliness that is revealed into the world is increased from year to year, and particularly in Eretz Yisrael. So in order to bring out and to reveal this increased godliness, you have to give a tzedakah which is megala, which reveals the godliness that is there. Now the particular godliness that is revealed, particularly in Eretz Yisrael, is the light that comes from the divine Chochmah, from God's Chochmah. And the portion for today, for the 16th, begins on page 240. The number at the bottom of the page is 464. It's two-thirds of the way down at the period. And this is the meaning of the verse that says, Tomid Eine Hashem Elikecha Bo, that concerning Eretz Yisrael, God's eye is on the land constantly. Why God's eye? Shehoinayim hem kinuyim lahamshochas va'oras el hachochma. Because the eyes are a metaphor for the light of chochma. Shalochei nikru chachamim eine ha'edo, and that's why the sages, the chachamim, are called the eyes of the community. Because the eyes are a metaphor for chochma. Va'avira deret Yisrael machkim, and that's also why it says that the air, the atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael, increases your Chachmah. Because the godliness there is the godliness of Chachmah. And this godliness that is revealed in Eretz Yisrael, Avshi Tmidis, although it is constant, as it says, Tamid, Tamid Eine Hashem Alikecha Bo, so although it is constant, Afal Pikein, Eina Bebechina Zumadrega Achas Levado Miyimei Elam, it doesn't remain on the same level and of the same category forever since the creation of the world. Elo shebechol shana v'shana, rather, every year, u'er chodosh elyon, every year it is a new and higher light. Ki ha'esh neschadish v'heyeh b'rosh hashana zeh, because the light that is revealed or renewed on each Rosh Hashanah, on this Rosh Hashanah, who mistalik the Erev Rosh Hashanah habo l'shoshe, on the Erev Rosh Hashanah of the coming year, this light will be removed, will be retracted and recalled back to its source, and a whole new light will be given. And that's why Zeh Shekos Mereishis Hashanah V'Adach Rishonah L'Vado, that's why it says that this presence of God, that God's eye is upon the land constantly, but then it says from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, and not more. It doesn't say forever, it says only till the end of the year, because at the end of the year, this particular light that illuminates the world and Eretz Yisrael for this year will be removed, will end. Aleph. That's why it says Zeishis without an Aleph almost seems misspelled. Zeishis should be spelled Zeish Aleph Shin, and the Aleph is missing. Zeimez, this is a hint that suggests Al Histalkus Ha'esh and Mistalik B'Leil Rosh Hashanah. It suggests the leaving and the removing of the light, which is removed and rises away from the world on the night of Rosh Hashanah, ad achar hatkiyus, until after the blowing of the shofar. During the day of Rosh Hashanah, sheyered el chodosh elyon yeser, at which time a greater, a newer light descends into the world. Shaloi hoya meir adayim mimei elam eir elyon kozeh. A light that is greater than the light of the previous year, and the light of the previous year was greater than the light of the year before that, so the light of each year is greater than ever before in history. And this godliness that comes down, that flows to the world, is concealed within the land. There's a higher land and there's the lower land. The higher land is a reference to the godliness that is in the world, and the lower land is Eretz Yisrael itself. So in the higher world and in the lower world, this godliness is concealed, to give life to all the worlds for the duration of that year. So why does it have to be hidden? Because generally, in order to give life to a lower world, the godliness has to be concealed. Ach, giluyov, but to reveal it, of course the intention is that although the world needs to receive a concealed and limited amount of godliness because of its own restriction and its own limitation, but the idea is, the goal is, that through Avodah we make the world a little more refined so that the world is capable of receiving more godliness, and then more godliness is revealed to the world. So that which is concealed, the concealment is necessary, but it is not permanent. The idea is to uncover what is concealed. So, ach giluyov, meha hester hazeh, to reveal the godliness from this concealment, toli b'maisa hatachteinim, this depends on our actions, the actions of the lower world, uzchusam, and our merit, uchuvasam, and our tshuva, baseres yimei tshuva v'dal, during the 10 days of tshuva, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that will determine how revealed the godliness that is given on Rosh Hashanah for the coming year, how revealed that will be. So through tzedakah and through tshuva, we reveal the godliness that has never been given to the world before, the new light that is greater than any previous light, which actually makes tshuva possible, or encourages the tshuva, because the person can think, last year I didn't do tshuva, I couldn't do tshuva, I tried, I failed, so why will I be more successful this year? Why should I even think that I'll be more successful this year? So one of the answers is, because this year there is so much more godliness in the world, that it's a whole new story. This year can be, for the individual, totally different than last year, because in the world things are different, completely, radically different than they were last year. And to reveal that, you have to give tzedakah and do tshuva during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. In the Hayyim Yom for the 16th of Elul, it says that the Alter Rebbe interpreted the verse, whoever saves a single person is as though he saved an entire world. So the Alter Rebbe explained that it is appropriate and is necessary for us to perceive each Jew, every Jew, not only for the way he is here in this world, but the way he stands in the original thought of Adam Kadmon. In other words, when God first thought of creating the world, and how the soul is, and how the neshama appears on that level. Because there, each neshama stands with all the generations that are destined to descend from this neshama until the coming of Mashiach. When one does a favor to an individual, it is a favor not only to him, but to all those Jews, all those neshamas that will be born from him and through him until the end of all generations.